This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, this show is important because we're talking about living your true life, living your best life. And in order to live our true life and our best life, we want to feel good doing it. We want to feel good. We want to be able to be mindful in our actions and our deeds. But one of the biggest things is we want to live this life and we want to feel good. We want to get the best out of it and we want to do the best we can to really preserve our health. And if any of you out there have suffered with chronic pain, you know how hard it is and how difficult it is to really focus on day-to-day life, how difficult it can be to be mindful, and how overwhelming certain things can become because it's tough, it's hard. And when you're hurting and we're in pain, it seems that life gets even tougher. And I've experienced pain in my life, and I think it's something that we all need to really discuss and figure out what the right things are to do. But better yet, we need to come up with solution. And so, you know, this show is all about solution and finding those experts who can really talk to the subject at hand. Because we can talk about things, we can come up with generalizations, but all in all, we're looking for significant solutions that can change our life forever. Joining us in studio today, Dr. Lisa Liao, Dr. Lisa with a Z. She's an amazing physician who has crafted an entire career around helping her patients deal with chronic pain, how to help them overcome that chronic pain, and how to move forward in their life. And the really neat thing about Dr. Lisa is that she actually has gone through it herself. And she's going to tell the story today because she's actually gone through it, she's gotten out of it, and she's figured out how to do it, and she's helping her clients do it. Dr. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on Live Your True Life Perspectives.
Ashley, thanks so much for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you, and I'm just amazed by your story. I'm amazed by your true life story and how you were able to take a situation that for most people, and I'm sure for yourself, was extremely devastating and turn that into a success story where we're actually helping other people.
I believe in thriving, not surviving. So it's an honor to be able to inspire, and that's what I hope to do today is to inspire others to take action.
So let me ask you, Dr. Lisa, how many people do you think, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of folks in society today that are dealing with chronic pain. I'm sure you see clients every single day. Is there a large percentage of our population that's dealing with it?
There is. You have to think about it. In the statistics, it shows that over 100 million Americans suffer in some sort of chronic pain. And chronic pain is defined as living in pain greater than 3 months. So whether that's intermittent, constant, chronic pain, that is, chronic pain is something that has been going on for more than 12 weeks.
Okay, so chronic pain more than 12 weeks. So anybody that's out there listening right now to the show, if this is making sense and this is going on in your life, you really want to take note. Also, if you have a family member or a friend, you know, tell them about the show because this is really going to help them. Okay, so that's the timeline. And so, you know, tell me more about what you've learned from that situation. Does it get better or get worse? Do a lot of people not do anything with it or really not know the right ways of handling it?
Well, I always share with everyone. I share a little bit about my own story. And my own story is that when I was 23 years old, I was a third-year medical student, and I was getting to a place where I was not able to walk very well. And within 6 months, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and was in a wheelchair for the next 4 years. So that was quite devastating and very life-changing. And I knew I had to do something different. And doing something different throughout residency and really trying to not only survive residency but learn to thrive, my colleague had asked me, you know, you've got a great story. Why don't you write a book? And that's what I did, is that I wrote a book to help inspire people by writing a vignette of characters to help people live well with chronic pain.
That's awesome. And so in the book is Live Well with Chronic Pain, a guide to taking the first steps.
That is correct.
And it's a great book. I've actually started reading it myself, and I should be able to finish it in probably the next day or two. And I like how you walk through the book, and it's an easy-to-read book, and it really kind of tells your story and explains also, you know, what you learned, but how you got there.
Exactly. A lot of people, you know, it's the poor me, the doctor doesn't understand, and a lot of patients that come to me, they may have seen 7, 8, or even more physicians before they come into our office, and we look at it from a very holistic approach. We always share that we're going to take care of you from head to toe, which means that we're not going to only take care of the physical needs, we're going to take care of the emotional, the social, as well as the spiritual needs, because we're here to take care of the whole body.
And that's the key, is that a lot of times we look at things, you know, it's we're looking at one side of something. We're not taking the whole person, the whole patient into consideration. And that's where we lose out, is that we're not looking at everything. And I think that a lot of times some medicine and some folks can see things more compartmentalized, and I think you see the bigger picture.
Well, the whole idea is to see some of the trees throughout the forest, and it's not just one laboratory that we're looking at. We've got to look at the combination of your hormones, the chemistry, your nutrition, everything that you're doing to hopefully choose to live well, which is what I always share with patients, is the first foundation is make a choice to live well, and I'm here to partner with you. And that's what we're doing today, is to help people make some small changes and have some big rewards in the future.
So let me ask you, first off, I'd like to, if you don't mind, telling a little bit more about your story, because then I want to ask a little bit about some of the smaller changes that people can make. But how bad did it get? So there you were in the wheelchair. You are, you know, crippled with a rheumatoid arthritis. I mean, I'm sure there were some thoughts going through your head that you were really overwhelmed, stressed out. But did you always feel that you could take care of this, or that was your mission to be successfully to overcome this?
I think that everyone has those moments of doubts when you have something that is considered a crisis. And during that time, I lost a marriage. I thought that I was going to be married to this person for the rest of my life, and God had a different purpose for me. And I thought that, you know, by eating chocolate cake every night, sorry about that, guys, I know everybody heard a click. And I knew that people that, you know, I was at that place where I was eating chocolate cake. I was eating a lot of things that I shouldn't eat. So going from a little person at 5'3", probably 120 pounds at that time, I quickly gained weight. And as you all know, gaining weight doesn't help your health condition. And it wasn't until I had met a physician who actually happened to be a dentist who helped to change my life. And what he said was, you're the one in that chair, and if you want to make a difference, you have to make a choice. That's one of the reasons why I wrote the first chapter of Choose to Live Well. I didn't realize going through that diagnosis, and at the very beginning, I wasn't making a choice to change. I was making a choice to sulk. And by sulking, I was making some poor choices, which made my health go into high blood pressure, which I was on another medication. So by the end of it, I was on 13 medications within that six-month period.
Wow, 13 medications. And I know some of y'all listening to the show right now live on USA Radio Networks, you're saying, you know what, I am on a few medications, or I'm on more medications than I want to be. And that's what's interesting. So there you are, you're on 13 medications. What was that turning point? So obviously y'all had that conversation and that really connected you, but was it the fact that you said, you know what, I'm going to create this, I'm going to find this willpower within myself? Was that it?
It goes back to the spirituality of Ephesians 3:20, is that if God gives you that dream and that dream is in your heart, God promises more than you can imagine. I really took that in, read it every day, and he brought the right people into my life at that time that helped me to make the changes that I needed. And addition, not only make myself make those changes, but it changed my future to where I would specialize in chronic pain, addiction, functional medicine, integrative, regenerative medicine, to help bring new opportunities, new choices.
And inspiration is key. It's motivation, and you're so right. You know, if we're inspired to be better than we were yesterday, if we're inspired, and I think a lot of it is motivation and drive and seeing the fact that there's a greater purpose there.
Absolutely, and as I share with every patient, motivation gets you started. Determination keeps you to the end point of your goal.
That's so true. And I think also that willpower and desire to see it through, at least to try, because one thing that I don't ever want to deal with, and I talk about this with clients and on the radio, many of you heard it, the last thing you want to deal with is regret. Regret is something you cannot change. And I think if you can exhaust all opportunities, no matter if in this world it's considered that you fail, are you really failing or are you actually doing things, trying new things and actually overcoming that? Because I think regret only happens when we don't try.
And the key is, I always share with patients when they say, hey, you know, doc, I'm really trying. I say, trying is lying. We might have heard that when we were little and we were teenagers. The key is we can fail forward and we can learn something from that. You know, the light bulb didn't happen overnight. There was many, many tries before Benjamin Franklin was successful at that. So the key is to keep learning, keep moving forward so that you can make those plans, take the action, and make a difference.
And I think a lot of times, too, we have to be able to say, even if we don't feel like we can do it ourselves, even if we question our ability, and I know we've heard this before, but fake it till you make it. You just got to go with it. You got to do it, because I've realized that no one can do any more than I can do, but it took a while to find that within myself. And so if you're in the situation right now and you're kind of worried and you're overwhelmed, taking that chance on yourself and moving forward is so powerful, because there you are, Dr. Lisa. You know, you're over there eating cake and doing all this stuff, and we all know how much nutrition is important with our health and chronic pain, but also the weight. And that was the wake-up call, right? That was the time when you said, I got to make a change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I knew I had to do what I call a little brain surgery. I had to get rid of the negative thinking and replace that with positive inspiration. And it was sticky notes all over the place, all over the condo. You know, back then, I'm in school, all over the mirrors, and just learning to inspire, which, yes, you're faking it till you make it. However, you finally get to a place where you're instilled by those thoughts and that meditation come to life and they breathe life into you. And now you are a person that is not pretending you have joy. You own the joy.
That's powerful. And yes, I know, you know, I know that a lot of folks, we eat for various reasons, whether we're depressed, whether we're overwhelmed, whether we're stressed out, you know, there's a lot of things that go with that. And identifying why you feel that way, there are thoughts in your heads that are creating that emotion, that are creating you to feel that way. And a lot of times we feel, no, I just feel this way, I don't know why I'm feeling this, but it goes back to the thoughts in our head that directly reflect how we act and how we treat ourselves.
Yes, and the key with not with just medications, but with nutrition, is that nutrition can replace medications. Back then, I was on 13 medications, and today, I'm on no medications. I only eat right, and I take supplementations, and the whole idea is to try and teach others of we can make really pure, clean energy by just eating right and supplementing correctly.
That is so true, and I think it's so interesting. When we return, Dr. Lisa is going to help us walk through this, really talk about the nutrition and understand, you know, the proper guidelines of how to create this living well and how to overcome this chronic pain. And she's going to be on the show for many weeks, so it's going to be a really great interaction. You're going to learn a lot. Don't forget to check out ReggieHarvey.net, ReggieHarvey.net. He wrote the book Anatomy of a Patient. He's awaiting a transplant right now. And his words of wisdom and walking through that is so powerful. And so check out the book. Also, check him out on Facebook as well. Also, don't forget to check out Art for Your Cause, artforyourcause.com, where the artist and the charity are connected, and it's a win-win situation. Okay, live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Guess what? We'll be back this time, back this time, in two shades. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about chronic pain. Actually, how to overcome chronic pain, because this is a big deal. Many of us are living with it day-to-day life. It really just takes out your will to live to some degree, because it's hard, because it's overwhelming, because you're having to do the same things you're doing, but dealing with that pain. And so joining us in studio, Dr. Lisa Leal. Dr. Lisa with a Z. Dr. Lisa, so tell me a little bit more about inflammation. And what that's all about, because I think some folks might need a little more information, some of us know about it, but really what that matters as far as nutrition and overcoming that chronic pain.
Great question, because inflammation is a chemical reaction that occurs when we're not eating correctly, or maybe we are stressed and we're causing a hormone to increase. And inflammation, you have to think of this as a bridge that stays open and you are not closing it. So chronic pain is like a bridge that's staying open and you're unable to close it. Now, if we can slowly make that bridge close or narrow that bridge, we would decrease the inflammation and we would decrease pain and chronic pain. Remember that most diseases and conditions are caused by inflammations. To get scientific about it, it's the cytokines, ligands, different COX-2s and 1s that are going off. And if we can block it, we can block the result of pain, which can also decrease our aging process. And when we decrease our aging process, we can have fun at 50, 60, 70, 80, and our minds can be alert. And that's the part that excites me about nutrition, because we can take a good percentage of our pain and our disease process and the ability for anti-aging by just controlling our nutrition, which is something that I learned very early in life because I was in a wheelchair.
And that's powerful. I know there's a lot of you folks out there, I mean, especially women. I know it's all about anti-aging. We think about just our skin and our face, but really important is that nutrition. And you can tell by on your skin, and you can tell on your face what you're eating. I mean, because when we're eating the right things and we're eating the right nutrition, we feel good. We look good. We don't have the red or the blotchy. We've also lost weight, and I think nutrition is so important. So how did you figure out the proper nutrition, Dr. Lisa? How did you figure that out and the direction that you needed to go?
Well, the first thing was I had to decrease the carbs. And a lot of people know about the anti-inflammatory diet. Pretty easy. No smoking, no drinking. Well, those are pretty easy. Then it goes into no sugar, no carbs, and no dairy. However, sugars and carbs, especially for some of us who are in our 50s, carbs are a craving. So how do we get rid of the craving? And that's where exogenous ketones entered into the marketplace and have really changed a lot of dietary habits. I know that for my patients, I help them with exogenous ketones, and I actually recommend MCM Nutrition, which is mcmnutrition.com, because it helps the body. When we are fueling our body with ketones, we're able to enter into our Krebs cycle, and our Krebs cycle is what releases energy from our body. So not only are we having more energy, we're also burning the fat that we have, and we're decreasing our carb craving and our sugar craving, and our hormones are more balanced. To me, that's a win-win, because on all of that, our pain is decreasing 20 or 30% by just one small choice that you're doing.
This is awesome. We're going to talk more about this, so stay tuned. Stay on this channel, because right now we're going to be talking about ketones. We're going to be understanding. I'm going to learn a lot more about this, too, because I have a tendency of eating carbs and sugars, and I'm notorious for it. I mean, I have a Whole Foods down the street from my office, and I go down there, and I don't know about y'all that are listening, but I'll get a bag of that candy, and I'll just eat on it all day long, and I don't feel good. So we're going to be talking about what ketones are. We're going to understand how they can work in our life, because I'm really interested. You might be really interested in this as well. And let's see how we can overcome some of that carb craving, some of that sugar craving that doesn't make us feel good, kind of beats us down, and really makes us feel like we have no energy. So stay tuned. Don't forget to check out artforyourcause.com, artforyourcause.com, and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen, so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Democrats get ready for the South Carolina primaries, President Donald Trump slammed Democrats for the way they're reacting to the coronavirus threat.
How the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. They're politicizing it. We did one of the great jobs, you say. They have no clue. They don't have any clue. They can't even count their votes in Iowa. They can't even count. They can't count their votes.
President Trump characterized the Democratic line of attack as only the latest in a string of efforts to hurt his administration.
One of my people came up to me and said, Mr. President, they tried to beat you on Russia, Russia, Russia. That didn't work out too well. They tried the impeachment hoax. They tried anything. They tried it over and over. They've been doing it since you got in. It's all turning. They lost. It's all turning. And this is their new hoax.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. For your free author submission kit.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. How you doing?
Yes.
We're having fun here in the studio. Reggie Harvey's joining me here in studio. We got Arnold Smith about to get here on the phone, the Connection app creator. We've been talking about the belief systems we have. We've been talking about the beliefs that we have, the self-limiting beliefs, the self-limiting thoughts we have. We've been talking about how those beliefs, you know, whether it's the fact that, you know, marriage always ends in divorce, whether it's the fact that I'm always going to be alone, whether it's the fact that I have to prove myself because I'm not worthy, whatever that looks like. Like, these are the self-limiting thoughts and beliefs that we're talking about, and this is what we're talking about overcoming. And we're talking about how that directly affects our life and how that implicates our life and how that leads to unhealthy, toxic cycles in our life. Joining us by phone, Arnold Smith, Connection App Developer. Hey, Arnold, great to have you on the studio remotely. It's good to hear from you. How are you doing today?
Oh, great, Ashley. Thanks for having me on. I just love this topic. It's something that I've been absolutely fascinated with for years, that I've been studying intensely. How do you get people to change their beliefs? You know, and so I'm so excited that you've brought this up.
Well, I am too, and I love your exuberance about this, because I feel like this is a game changer, and I know it's a game changer. I don't feel it. I know it. When I started making these changes in my life a long time ago, and I still have to do it to this day. It's not like you do it once and it's done. You rinse and repeat. But when I realized about the concept of the self-limiting thoughts, then I realized how to find my self-limiting thoughts, and we can talk about all that stuff. But I think it's very interesting, these beliefs, and how these lead us to these unhealthy cycles, especially when it comes to friendships, and especially when it comes to romantic relationships.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, it's really amazing how your beliefs really impact not just you and how you act, but what you actually create in the world and how it impacts your partner. You know, there's one of my favorite quotes about this is a belief isn't something that the mind possesses, like something the mind has. A belief is something that possesses the mind. It's so big that we don't see it as something that we own. It's just like we're in water. It's like the fish in water doesn't notice the ocean. It's just, that's just the way things are. And, you know, you talk about, like, how do you change that? Like, how and you can't change them. So that's the very first step, and oftentimes it's the hardest one.
I agree with you, because it's being able to recognize it. It's like recognizing that we have an issue, we have a problem. And the way that I started recognizing it, for folks out there, just real quick, it wasn't necessarily that I always heard it, like the actual words. I actually started realizing my actions. So when someone would bring an opportunity my way, I would find all the problems and I would question it. There's no way. This seems ludicrous. Why would they come to me? I remember even with jobs, like not applying because I didn't believe that I was going to get it based on my negative belief system, right? And so it wasn't me hearing, oh, that job's not going to happen for you, you're not going to make it. It was more like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to apply. You know, I feel like it's not going to happen for me.
Totally. I think that's a really great point. Like, oftentimes we can hear it. Like, we hear ourselves saying things about ourselves, like, oh, I'm lazy, or I can't remember names, or, you know, I'm not good at, you know, exercise. And so you can hear yourself say that, and sometimes that's easier to see. But I think, like, what you just said is oftentimes our beliefs are, the clues to our beliefs are actually in the results we're creating in our life. And I think that is a much more poignant indicator of what we actually believe.
I agree with you. Reggie, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree with Arnold, and what it prompts me to think about is the fact that when we're born, we have the capacity to be fabulous. We have to learn to be less than fabulous. And there are all sorts of ways we learn that. It's an unfortunate fact that too often our families practice the crabs in a barrel form of nurturing, erroneously promoting the notion that any individual accomplishment or motivation on our part comes at a negative expense to your family. Now, I think that's totally wrong, but a lot of families promote that. They don't necessarily say it, but in their nonverbal communication, children pick that up. Oh, I'm breaking the mold. Oh, I'm looking over there instead of looking at where everybody else is.
Well, that's really true. And Arnold, I mean, what about, like, even in relationships, where you enter into a relationship at one time and there's different rules set, and not really rules, but one person's the breadwinner and one person's not, you know, and then the next thing you know, there's a change in roles and how that impacts our relationship as well.
Well, you know, it's so true. We look at our relationship and then we have certain expectations. And it's amazing how much our expectations actually impact our partner's behavior. People have a tendency to live up to their expectations. There was a really wonderful study done by Harvard professors, Lenore Jacobson and I can't remember the other one. But what they did was they told teachers that the students, they had a random selection of students that they were special and were about to experience an intellectual bloom. And then they followed those students for 2 years, and every single one experienced intellectual gains. And when you think about that in terms of your own personal relationship, you know, that how you believe your partner is going to act or what you believe they're going to be, you literally call that into being. Now, those kids were never told they were special. They just, you know, were reacted to with a different expectation. And I think that that's something you can take into all your relationships and think about, what do you really expect from your partner? If you expect them to step into how you want them to be, they will naturally, there'll be a calling for them to be that. And just like the opposite side, if you expect them to not meet your expectations or not live up to how you want them to be, that will also come true.
I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And, you know, what's interesting, too, is that our belief system, you know, a lot of it has been, you know, concreted from our mom and dad, right? Whether or not that was good, not good. Most of our parents were not legitimately toxic. Some of them are. Some people went through a lot of abuse, okay? So I'm not downplaying that at all. But I'm saying that most people, the majority, went through a family dynamic where mom and dad only knew a limited amount. And they could only teach a limited amount. And they could only tell you what they know because the limits that they have, those were the blind spots they had. And those were the things they were taught by their mom and their dad. And they were taught by their mom and their dad. And I think that that's an interesting dynamic as well.
Oh, I mean, there's no question. I mean, I think in terms of generosity when it comes to people's behavior, I think everybody's just doing their best with what they know. And you're right, like, I think that accidentally, oftentimes, will influence people's behavior in a negative way. And that's part of, you know, really looking at your beliefs that you hold. And, you know, I mean, the biggest thing for me is, like, it's great. I hear people say, oh, you got to change what you believe, or you have these limiting beliefs. But I'm always interested in, so how do you do that? And so I'd like to suggest there's two things you can stop doing and one thing you can start doing that really enables you to change your beliefs once you see that they're there. Can I talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. We're all ears.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, the first one is really in what you say. There is such power. Words have the power to create. And when we declare ourselves as a certain way, like, or even if we declare somebody else a certain way, you are literally creating that moment. So you want to be really rigorous in how you talk about yourself and also how you talk about the people you care about. Because when you declare yourself as a certain way or you declare your partner as a certain way, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So that's the number one thing. Be careful what you say. The next step is actually really be careful what you think. I mean, most people think that habits come from, like, the things that we do, the actions that we take. But there's also habitual ways of thinking. And oftentimes, like, you know, when your partner has a certain look or a certain tone in their voice, instantly there's going to be a reaction to that. And it's actually a habitual way of thinking. And that thinking also creates your beliefs. And so you have to start to notice those habitual ways of reacting. Because oftentimes we forget that our brain is just like a computer program. You know, a computer, and we have programs. And oftentimes we relate to ourselves like we are the program instead of we are the programmer. And how you step out of that, how you step away from being the program is you need to observe yourself. So your partner has a look and then you have a body reaction and you start these thoughts about it. And then in that moment, if you go with that, then you're being the program. And if you notice yourself being in a negative response, you can say, whoa, take a moment and observe what you're thinking. Observe what you're feeling. And when you do that, now you've become the programmer, and you can make a different choice. And this is the third thing you want to start doing, is when you can be in that observation place, you get to choose a different way of reacting, choose a new action. And the more that you choose the same action, like, for example, if your partner has a tone or has a look that triggers you, if you can be the observer and then choose, let's say, curiosity. Now, the first time, I wonder why they have that look, instead of assuming that they're mad at you or that they're just being a jerk. So if you can choose curiosity in that moment and keep choosing curiosity, eventually what will happen is you will automatically choose that when your partner has that look. And now who you are, who you believe yourself to be, will have changed just from that simple action. So the more that you can take a new action and the same action over and over again, the more that you can reprogram your beliefs. And that's literally how you do that.
Powerful stuff. And I totally agree with you, Arnold, because that's the whole concept of, like, even dealing with an argument. It's like looking at it from a different perspective. I mean, Reggie, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it was interesting what Arnold mentioned about habitual ways of thinking. In my youth, I used to be fascinated by people's potential. And I would encounter people who were very talented and would proclaim that they wanted to do X, Y, or Z. And I'd be fascinated because I would see evidence that they could actually accomplish it. So in trying to support them, I would push resources to them that they were unaware of. And to my surprise, they would recoil to the idea, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can talk about doing it, but when I get the opportunity to actually do it, I run. And so that just perplexed me tremendously. And I didn't know how to actually positively support people. But by listening to what Arnold is saying about, you know, not only wanting a change for someone else, but realizing that we need to change ourselves, we need to continue to evolve too. I wonder what you think about the supportive role, Arnold, because that's what I struggled with. How do I help this person? How do I support them if they're not accustomed to getting support?
Good question.
And I was not really prepared for that.
You know, I mean, it's such a great question. And, you know, some people really resist, a verbal support. They feel like they don't want your help. But there's, like, you know, just like those students whose teachers believed in that they could be something without ever actually saying to those students, you're special. They just had this belief that they were. And this is incredibly powerful. Just simply holding the space, having this thought, like, I believe you can do it, is a way to impact, because there's just 1,000 subtle ways we communicate that isn't just words. There's a feeling that they have. And literally how people feel each other's emotion is they have to feel it themselves in order to understand it. And so when you're with someone, and you hold the belief in them being a better person, just being in the same room, they're going to get that message. So it's incredibly powerful just to see this person as their best self, to see their current circumstances as just, you know, them on their path to their greatness and not stuck in the past. And when you can have that belief, it's amazingly powerful.
So true, so true. When we return, we'll be talking more about these beliefs, what you can do about it, because I want to give you some success tips for you to understand things and to really compute with that so that you can have a take home and really understand the situation here, because this is very powerful stuff. And if you take one thought from this show and take it in and put it into your life, well, that's a success for the day, right? We'll be talking more about that, and also we'll be talking about some of the shows after this lineup, so you can find some more entertainment as well for the rest of your Saturday. So stay tuned, because we'll be talking about these negative self-beliefs, but, you know, better yet, what you can do to find it. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about chronic pain, about health care, about nutrition, and about how we can manage this, manage that desire for our carbs and that desire for sugar that just gets in the way of our health, and how we can actually do that with ketones. And join us here in studio, Dr. Lisa with a Z. So, you know, tell me more about why we should take these ketones, because, I'm looking at these products from MCM, and they look really amazing. They taste great. Is that going to really help over a long period of time to just make you more fit, more healthy, and have more energy? And why do we take them?
So using exogenous ketones can help the body in many different ways. One we talked about a little bit earlier is reducing inflammation, because we're not having the intake of carbs and sugars. It's decreasing that carb craving. By having that fat loss using exogenous ketones, it's going to help teach your body to adapt to using the ketones as an energy source. And remember, I had shared earlier is that when we're burning glucose to make energy, we're going through about 11 different steps. And if we're burning ketones from our fat stores, it only takes 2 or 3 steps. So fewer steps makes the body more efficient. And for those of us who are weekend warriors, or maybe you're a professional athlete, the physical performance. By taking exogenous ketones before your workout, it's going to improve your energy level, and it's also going to decrease the need for your oxygen so your workout can actually intensify. So I like to ride my bicycle, and I like that feeling of the go. Now, I remember at a time when I was in a wheelchair and I was going through physical therapy where I only rode for 2 minutes. 2 minutes was a max, and then I would ride for 2 minutes three times in that day, and I would be exhausted. Now I can't wait to get on the bicycle and go out there with my grandchildren. Another reason for exogenous ketones that we also briefly talked about was the mental function. You know, ketones are a steady, clean source of energy for your brain cells because the ketones can cross the blood-brain barrier, just like glucose. And you notice the improved cognitive speed, memory, and focus. For those of you who might like to play instruments, that's one of the things that I noticed, a quick change of playing the piano and taking a look at different segments, and all of a sudden that mind at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, that different interpretation just all of a sudden made sense. And the last part is I'm in my 50s, so longevity is important, and I think it's important to many of the patients that I visit with on a daily basis. Ketones can help with the adaptation of your body to decrease the inflammation so that we have more anti-aging. Anti-aging is decreased inflammation so that we can experience a great quality of life. I mean, how many of us really want a knee replacement? And what could we, if we could avoid producing more inflammation that causes arthritis, wouldn't we want to do that? That's just a question to place out there, that if we can make a small change and have a great reward of being able to play with our children and our grandchildren, why would you not want to do that? I know I want to do it, and I hope some of you are with me.
I think that's powerful, and I think one of the neatest things is that we have the ability to make changes, and I think some of us feel like, you know, maybe we've gone too far, and this actually shows you that we can take our life back in our own hands, take our health back in our own hands, and really start with something as simple as basically, you know, drinking a powder type situation in the morning that can really help us. Now, how long does it normally take to see a big change that you've seen?
Well, for me, the biggest change and the quickest change was that I noticed that when I got home, I didn't have any carb cravings, and that within 2 weeks, the scale that was plateauing was finally changing. Now, you have to remember, I was in a wheelchair. I was 204 pounds. I'm now holding at 133 as of this morning. And, you know, I want to get to a little bit lower because all of us have a little bit more to go so that I can be better, and I want to be better every day so that I can have the health to help my patients and hopefully inspire them to be able to be there for their families and loved ones.
And that's powerful. Now, Dr. Lee is going to be joining us next week. We're going to be talking about health. We're going to be talking about diet. We're going to talk about ketones. We're going to talk about how to take it, what to take, supplemental. And it's going to be a really powerful show so that you can get in there and really not only educate yourself, but really learn a lot about what you can do and empower yourself. Dr. Lee, I can't wait to see you next week.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, we have a great show for you next week, so stay tuned. And you know what? It's all about empowerment. It's about living our true life. It's about doing what we need to do to really empower ourselves, to feel good, and to do good, but to really feel good in our life and do the best we can every moment to be better than we were yesterday. So stay tuned. We'll be back next week and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back this time. You know it. Be back this time in 3 shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.